Harry and Hermione nodded, and they hastened toward the double doors into the entrance hall, slowing down as they stepped over the threshold to walk sedately past the examiners. Harry thought Professor Marchbanks must be the tiny, stooped witch, with a face so lined it looked as though it had been draped in cobwebs. Umbridge was speaking to her very deferentially. Professor Marchbanks seemed to be a little deaf. She was answering Umbridge very loudly, considering that they were only a foot apart.
"Journey was fine, journey was fine. We've made it plenty of times before,"
she said impatiently.
"Now, I haven't heard from Dumbledore lately,"
she added, peering around the hall as though hopeful he might suddenly emerge from a broom cupboard.
"No idea where he is, I suppose?"
"None at all,"
said Umbridge, shooting a malevolent look at Harry, Ron and Hermione, who were now dawdling around the foot of the stairs as Ron pretended to do up his shoelace.
"But I dare say the Ministry of Magic will track him down soon enough."
"I doubt it,"
shouted tiny Professor Marchbanks.
"Not if Dumbledore doesn't want to be found. I should know. Examined him personally in Transfiguration and Charms when he did NEWTs. Did things with a wand I'd never seen before."
"Yes, well,"
said Professor Umbridge, as Harry, Ron and Hermione dragged their feet up the marble staircase as slowly as they dared.
"Let me show you to the staff room. I dare say you'd like a cup of tea after your journey."
It was an uncomfortable sort of an evening. Everyone was trying to do some last-minute studying, but nobody seemed to be getting very far. Harry went to bed early, but then lay awake for what felt like hours. He remembered his careers consultation and McGonagall's furious declaration that she would help him become an Auror if it was the last thing she did. He wished he had expressed a more achievable ambition now that exam time was here. He knew that he was not the only one lying awake, but none of the others in the dormitory spoke, and finally, one by one, they fell asleep. None of the fifth years talked very much at breakfast next day either. Parvati was practicing incantations under her breath while the salt cellar in front of her twitched. Hermione was rereading Achievement in Charming so fast that her eyes appeared blurred, and Neville kept dropping his knife and fork and knocking over the marmalade. Once breakfast was over, the fifth and seventh years milled around in the entrance hall while the other students went off to lessons. Then at 9:30, they were called forward, class by class, to re-enter the great hall, which was now arranged exactly as Harry had seen it in the pensive, when his father, Sirius and Snape, had been taking their OWLs. The four house tables had been removed and replaced instead with many tables for one, all facing the staff table end of the hall, where Professor McGonagall stood facing them. When they were all seated and quiet, she said, "You may begin," and turned over an enormous hourglass on the desk beside her, on which were also spare quills, ink bottles, and rolls of parchment. Harry turned over his paper, his heart thumping hard. Three rows to his right and four seats ahead, Hermione was already scribbling. He lowered his eyes to the first question. A. Give the incantation and B. Describe the wand movement required to make objects fly. Harry had a fleeting memory of a club soaring high into the air and landing loudly on the thick skull of a troll. Smiling slightly, he bent over the paper and began to write.